Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so glad that you have joined us this hour, and we're doing a kind of double duty here. So for those of you who are with us at Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, you're going to have the opportunity to sit in for a bit with an interview I am about to do that is going to raise your consciousness about what is available for the traveler, especially for the traveler who knows how to live, and the traveler who wants to be able to pretty much call the shots and not deal with so many of the things that we often complain about, to be able to minimize some of those things that are considered the hassles of traveling. And so we're going to start out with a very good friend who I've known for a long time. You like the way I phrase that? Because I hate to say an old friend, because it kind of implies somebody's old. But this is a good friend I've known for a long time. And we're going to go off and visit with Doug Golan and find out more that we need to be educated on so we can live well and travel richly. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
I have on the line with me Doug Golan, founder and editor-in-chief of Private JetCardsComparisons.com, and that's their website as well, privatejetcards with an S .com. And he's based in New York City, where you've been based for a long time. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, and I'm sorry, just private jet card.
Oh, it's card.
Comparisons with an S.
All right, so now we'll get it straight. So it's privatejetcardcomparisons.com. It's written down correctly in front of me. I have no excuse for not getting it right.
No worries. It's great to be with you.
How you been?
I've been terrific. Enjoying life and love listening to your program.
Oh, you're a sweetie pie. You've been a fan for a long time. You were a fan long before I was in the communications business.
I don't want to date either of us, but we've known each other for a while.
No kidding. So what prompted you to focus on private jet card comparisons? Explain what that business is and how did you develop that?
One of the things I do, I'm a contributor for Forbes, and I write about private aviation. And so I was researching a story, Stephanie, on jet cards. And, you know, jet cards, the easiest analogy, it's like a debit card. So you pay money into an account, into a program. You buy a program, and could be anywhere from $50,000 to $1 million. And then each time you fly, they deduct the money out. So it's similar to a debit card, you know, the concept. And so as I was researching this story, I started to find there are a lot more companies that I knew about, and each of them had, you know, between 5 and 15 different programs. And then there are a lot of different variables that impacted, you know, choosing which card was right for you. And there was it took a lot of time to research it because there was no guide out there, no buyer's guide. You think, you know, there's buyer's guides to wine and there's buyer's guides to, you know, automobiles, but there was nothing for these jet cards. And so I just started to put all of this information I was collecting from the companies into Excel spreadsheets to help me as I was going to write the story. And I started to think, well, maybe if I put this into a website, it would be valuable to the wealthy people who are shopping for these jet cards.
Well, is that how, you know, it's not just, I would imagine, individuals who wish to travel well, but I would suspect that there might be companies that might want to invest in a debit card, if you will, stuffed with money so that when their key executives need to be at a place at a time, that traveling with commercial planes would be, you know, inconvenient, take too long. The people would arrive feeling like a wrinkled prune.
Right.
You know, the kind of thing that, you know, you need somebody to get to your factory, or you need somebody to get to your customer, or you need somebody to get to your partner or supplier and deal with whatever is the important thing in the moment, whether it's a, you know, a happy thing or a critical thing. And they need to go and they need to get there now. And you can't wait to, you know, find a seat in the plane and go whenever and, you know, what have you. And so do you find that in your research that there are companies that, you know, they take that approach rather than owning a company jet, which, you know, creates another level of hassle?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a mix between leisure and business. And then the one interesting thing, both for individuals and companies, is owners of jets also buy jet cards. And that's, maybe you have one or two company jets, but you're having a board of directors meeting or multiple people need to use the jet at the same time. So companies will buy jet cards for what they call supplemental lift. Mm. And then even wealthy individuals, you know, say you own a jet, but you want to meet your partner or your spouse. You're coming from Florida, your partner's in California, and you want to meet at your home in Vail, so you buy a jet card for your partner. So there's a lot of crossover. People who own jets buy jet cards. And then, as you mentioned, both companies, leisure travelers. There's over 2 million households in the United States and over 50,000 companies that could benefit and afford jet cards. So it's a pretty diverse and interesting market.
You know, I just want to mention for people who have just joined us, I'm talking with Doug Golan, the founder and editor-in-chief of the website PrivateJetCardComparisons.com. You know, just in the last week or so, there was all kinds of consternation about members of U.S. government traveling first class in various commercial flights. And, you know, I really feel like, you know, there's some crossover here just for me to insert my thought on that subject for the moment. First of all, many U.S. carriers no longer have first class. They have a business class and that's sort of it. Some of them have first class. And I have to tell you, if you're going to an important meeting, it's very different from going to Orlando with your family. Going to Orlando with your family, you may have somebody in the same plane making a connection to go to Orlando with that family. And you're going to some important business meeting where you have to get off the plane, walk into a meeting with sanity and some level of, you know, your brain's not filled with cobwebs. And I can't imagine anybody in industry or anybody in government at a high position who is going to fly into a place and get off the plane, hit the ground running, go into a meeting and be responsible for everything they say and do and fly coach. I just can't imagine it. It's just beyond my horror to think that there are people that begrudge an important person making important decisions, going to important meetings, and generally either overnighting or getting right back on a plane and going back to wherever they came from, because tomorrow they've got another crazy agenda, and doing that all in economy and not expecting that somewhere along the line they're going to have a heart attack or stroke and die just from the experience of all of
right.
that.
I mean, the other thing, Stephanie, is, I mean, you're spot on. You know, when you're talking about business travel using private jets, about 80% of the time on a private jet, you know, on business usage is spent in meetings. And so you can't really have a company meeting while you're on a commercial airline. So it's the productivity time that normally you would lose by flying. And then also, if you're flying privately, typically you have to be there 10 or 15 minutes before you want to leave, and you're off the airport within 5 or 10 minutes after you get there. So 80% of the private flights in North America are under 2 hours. And if you think about it, if you wanted to, you know, just go from Boston to Philadelphia, you have to get to the airport an hour before. It probably takes you about 30 minutes till you get out of Philadelphia airport. And the flight's 50 minutes, but you spend time on the ground both in Boston and Philadelphia. So private jet travel can cut, with shorter trips, it really cuts the travel time basically, you know, in half. You're adding the flight time plus, you know, probably an extra 20 minutes and you're done. You have the productivity time in the air. And then, as you very well know, the airlines, they have a lot of flights to and from their hubs. But if you're going from a non-hub city to a non-hub city, if you're going from Des Moines to Little Rock, Arkansas, there are no non-stops. So you're going to have to connect in Chicago or Dallas or Detroit.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And I just want to leave with one thought. Anybody that's listened to me any length of time has heard me say, a one-hour flight takes all day. And I'll explain that when I come back. You know what I mean, Doug. Don't leave
Absolutely.
Me, people. We'll be right back. I
hate to go. Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andrus Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
But you gotta keep your head up. Hi, this is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Don't miss opening night at Pops, May 9th, as we kick things off with singer and recording star Andy Grammer.
The Pops season also features tributes to Leonard Bernstein, Disney on Broadway, Rock the Pops, and more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
Cocktail control.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Doug Golan. Doug is the editor-in-chief of PrivateJetCardComparisons.com. Could you make that any longer, Doug?
It works well for Google, put it that way.
Well, you know, I was saying at the end of the last segment, I have always cautioned people. If you go off to a cluster of islands and you want to fly from one to the other, or you just want to make one little hop from one place to the other, even on a short run of a flight of barely an hour or under 2 hours, that little teeny flight is going to take all day. Because today, it used to be a domestic flight, you had to be at the airport an hour ahead, international 2 hours ahead. Today, the rules are domestic flight because you've got to go through security and all that jazz. So domestic flight, you have to be there 2 hours ahead. International flight, you have to be there 3 hours ahead. Now, even if you're going within the U.S. from one place to another, I promise you, a one-hour flight will take your whole day because you have to be there 2 hours before the flight, and that's if the flight leaves on time. It's going to take you probably about an hour from wherever you are, either because of traffic or distance or both, to get to the airport. So you're now 3 hours before the flight. If the flight is on time, it's an hour flight. You've already expensed 4 hours of your day. Now you land. If you had checked luggage, till you get your luggage, till you get out of the airport, till you either meet your limo, get a taxi, or picked up by somebody or whatever, and get to where you're going, that process is going to take at least 90 minutes. So that's another hour and a half. You're now 5.5 hours in. So now you get to where you're going. Now, if you were in Oahu and you flew to Maui, and you started out at 10 in the morning, by the time you check into your hotel room, you're looking at 4:30 in the afternoon. Are you really calling this a beach day? I mean, you're getting ready to go to dinner soon. So the most that's going to happen is maybe you'll unpack and you'll get acclimated. You'll go downstairs. You'll have a drink in their bar. You'll sit out by the lagoon. You'll do whatever you're doing. But the day is killed. I mean, it's done. It's shot. You're finished on a one-hour flight. And so when you've got people in business and whatever they're doing is always critical. I came from a powerful job in a company where it wasn't dissimilar, I'm sure, Doug, to the experiences that you've had where, you know, you don't have the time to spend 6 hours to get where you're going because somebody's waiting for you somewhere that needs you now. And so to have the opportunity to where it is affordable, and clearly it's not for everybody, but you know, there are more and more people who make more and more money and more companies that have the wherewithal to be able to, you got to leave in 20 minutes, you know, you got to leave within, you get out to the airport, we'll get you on the next flight and bingo, you're on your way, and do it in a way that, now you were talking about being able to work on the plane. Let me take it down a notch. In my last life, when my office was in New York City, and even when we moved to New Jersey across the bridge, we would often take Amtrak from either Penn Station, New York City, or from the train station in Newark to Philadelphia or to Washington, D.C. Those were usually the two places we would go on the train. And we would head right into the snack car, grab one of those table booths that looks like you're in a diner. And we would be preparing on the way for the meeting, the presentation, the whatever it was that, you know, you're never really as prepared as you would like to be, no matter what it is you're going to. And if you're with other people who are traveling with you, you've got to bring into the loop. There is nothing lovelier than to be able to do that. And the last thing you want to be doing in a public place is leaving all your business information, because you never know really who's sitting next to you or behind you. So, you know, the thought when I listen to people talk about, you know, leaders in government should be traveling in economy, it's like, when's the last time you were on a plane? Do you know what goes on in economy? I don't think so. So talk to me about the kinds of, you know, what are the realities? Because it wouldn't be out of reach for a company to be able to put $50,000 or $100,000 or more on a debit card to be used by its executives or to bring their customers to visit them and thereby get paid back. We got to take another quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to dive into that with Doug Golan. Don't leave me. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have a good friend for a long time on the line with us. It's Doug Golan. And Doug has, you know, he's always been very visionary and starting interesting ventures. And in this venture, when did you start privatejetcardcomparisons.com? When did it actually go live online, Doug?
We just celebrated our one-year anniversary, Stephanie.
Oh, happy birthday. Very nice.
Thank you.
So, you started out earlier telling us you were doing a story for Forbes magazine, and you got into the whole concept of these debit cards, really, where you can, you as an individual or for your, on behalf of your company, can stash some money into a card that then can be drawn down to fly in private jets. So, you know, what you mentioned, you know, like putting $50,000 on a card. Now, that sounds like a lot of money to a lot of people. But in the world of flying by jet, that's not a whole lot, is it?
No, I mean, if you're talking about a light jet, you're talking about, you know, maybe $4,000 to $5,000 an hour. So $50,000 is going to get you 10 to 12 hours of flying time on a smaller aircraft.
You know, years ago, there was a wonderful woman. Her name was Maureen, and I can't remember her last name. I'm going to have to go look it up. She worked for Bombardier. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know Bombardier, but I'm not the lady off the top of my head.
Oh, what a wonderful woman. And I had her on the air with me a couple of times back in 2002. In fact, I was asked to make a demo before they decided that I was going on the air, a story I'll tell another day, because if it relied on the demo, I never would have gotten on the air. And we start our 17th year in July. I had to do the demo. They hated it. I had to do the demo again. And regrettably, the CEO of the network got sick. He never got to see the demo. And I'm convinced that seeing the demo, they would have told me, go make another one. This is your last shot. But in any event, she was one of the people I used in the conversation, you know, that we did in this phony kind of make-believe radio show that was being created as the demo. It was a disaster, just a total disaster. God was looking out for me because I wound up I'm convinced this day, if it relied on a demo, I never would have gotten on the air. But in any event, she, and it's, how do you say it? Bombardier.
Bombardier.
Okay. So she worked for them. And at the time, she said to me, it was $1,700 an hour for to lease, rent, whatever you call it, pay your way for a jet that would hold four to six people, maybe. And if everybody in your company, if there were like, you know, four or five of you going, starting in the same place, ending in the same place, like you're going to fly from, well, let's use the Orlando story again. You're going to fly from New York to Orlando for a meeting. You're all getting on the same place. You're getting off the same place. If you compared what it was going to cost you to fly first class and whatever, it was worth doing it this way.
Yeah, I think, listen, I mean, today more than ever, time is money, so the more efficient you can be, the better. And, you know, even your story about working on Amtrak, I mean, that's great. But, you know, today with smartphones, it used to be 10 years, 20 years ago, even if someone was overhearing you, they probably weren't tape recording you. Now you turn up and, you know, all of a sudden on YouTube, somebody has been either tape recording you or videoing you, and, you know, all of your company secrets could be out all over the place. So, and what everything that you said, Stephanie, about going through airports is just so true, and it's grueling. So the number of private jet card providers and programs has, if you think about the recession in the last 10 years, has more than doubled. So clearly there's a market for these cards, and people are buying them because they really are a convenient way to they're a convenient way to access private aviation without having to buy a plane, without having to commit to, if you buy a fractional share, that's typically 3 to 5 years. And then on the other end, you can always just charter planes. But if you're just chartering, each time you charter, typically you're going to call a couple different brokers. They're going to send you 4 or 5 quotes. And so you spend a couple hours for each trip sorting through the quotes, the planes, who are the pilots, who's the operator, what's the safety record. So it takes a lot of time to do that. And so the nice thing with the jet cards is when you buy into a program, you know, they're telling you, is it their planes, or if they're going out and sourcing them, you know, what are the standards that that program has for the aircraft you're going to be flying on? How old are they? What safety standards do the operators have they achieved? You know, how many hours do the pilots have? And across all these different, each provider has their own criteria. And so that's where private jet card comparisons comes in, is it helps you take a look and compare all of the different variables, you know, that could impact your flying. And you had mentioned about how I got onto this, trying to do a story for Forbes. And I've ended up identifying over 65 different places the programs differ. Wow. You know, everything from peak days to pet policies to minimum age for unaccompanied minors to, you know, is Wi-Fi included to the service area. Wow. Not all of these programs will fly you to the same places. So I put it all into these easy-to-use spreadsheets. So instead of having to call, and I have over 35 companies in my database, but if you had to even call, try and call 5 or 10, or go onto their websites, request their information, get their marketing brochures, then you would end up sitting at your computer trying to make your own comparison. So
doing what you've already done.
What I've done is, yeah, it saves people a ton of time.
Wow. Tell me about the pet story, because 4-footed people interest me.
Well, you know, pets on private jets are a big thing, obviously, because, you know, we follow the news, and if we think it's been rough for people on commercial airlines, it's not been a good period for pets. But each program has a different pet policy, so most of them will accept pets. Some do have exceptions, and not to get into too much into the weeds, but a lot of the planes that are out there on the charter market that are part of jet cards, they're owned by individuals who then give them to a management company, and that management company leases them out for other people when the owner's not using them. So you as an owner might say, I don't want pets on my plane. So there are some exceptions. And then obviously there are, you know, most, you know, cats and dogs, but, you know, people want to bring
their ferret.
I don't know. Yeah, their ferret or their ostrich. So there are rules. And then
snake.
Some of the programs will have a cleaning charge. So it might be $300 to $500 that they'll charge you if you do bring a pet. So that's just one of the 65 plus variables that we track for our subscribers.
Wow. And I would imagine there are a lot of celebrity dogs, you know, the ones that make films.
Yeah.
And because I remember interviewing hoteliers, especially during it's usually in February when the Westminster Kennel Club show is in New York. And, you know, there are many dogs that they're not flying in cargo. That's not happening. And so there's all kinds of, aside from long haul trucking of these very fancy show dogs. There's also, you know, the flying story. And just for the rest of my audience, for those of you who probably in your lifetime will never rent space in a private jet, and you do have a pet, Air France, the French are so pet friendly. I mean, go into any restaurant just about in France and you'll see people there with their dogs, at the most well-behaved, socialized little four-footed things you're ever going to see. But they'll, you know, they don't have the same craziness. I mean, if my dog can eat in my kitchen, there's, I don't see why I can't eat in the dining room of some restaurant. But that's just American rules. But because the French are so doggy friendly, you can, if you have a small dog, if they have a certain weight size, and in theory, the, whatever they fit into, the little kennel-y thing you carry them on with, needs to fit under the seat in front of you. But then, you know, you can bring your pet with you. And I used to have a friend, she was the wife of the guy who was the chief financial officer of Michelin Tires, and they had two chihuahuas, Fuego and Yama, which I am told was fire and flame. And she wouldn't go anywhere without those two little beasts, you know, so. And they flew Air France all the time. But that's just a little aside for you people. And then there are some airlines that have much better records for shipping of live cargo and anything from dogs to horses and camels and zebras and all that, one of them being Lufthansa. We're going to come right back and take a little break. And I want to talk about how many people would a small, that small jet that runs in the $4,000 an hour range, you know, how many would that accommodate? And we're going to do a little arithmetic together, because maybe this isn't out of the reach for a whole lot of people if you're traveling with a little group. Just like you'd pile them in your car, how about you pile them in a private jet? Oh, so decadent. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Longcrew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex.
More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
I believe I can fly.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've been having the most interesting conversation, my good friend Doug Golan and I, He is the founder and editor-in-chief of PrivateJetCardComparisons.com. And we're talking about the concept of whether it's maybe it's a family, you know, it's a grandpa's something benchmarking birthday. And it may well be easier and come out very affordable if, you know, many times I hear about people that are having a 50th wedding anniversary something. And, you know, it's the grandparents are footing the bill for everything. And if you're going to fly everybody somewhere, maybe you ought to gather them all up and fly them together in a private jet and eliminate all kinds of aggravation and have it not come out all that much different from if you were flying everybody first class. And so Doug and I were just chatting about some of the other ancillary experiences as well as expenses that you don't have with a private jet in terms of, well, I just love the story you were just talking about jamming the presentation into the overhead. Repeat, my audience misses all this good stuff in the commercial break, so why don't you share it, Doug?
Well, do you remember we were talking before just about how, you know, private aviation is really a business efficiency tool, and there was a great Federal Express or FedEx commercial a few years ago where it was two business travelers. They sit down. The one traveler has, like, one of those long rolls. He must have had a presentation in it. Yeah. And so the flight attendant smiles, takes it from him, goes a row behind him, and it doesn't fit in the overhead. So you can see her. It's slamming. She keeps slamming the overhead thing, breaking the thing. And it was their message was, we can FedEx your presentation. But, you know, in terms of using private aviation as a business solution, sometimes there are presentations, or if you're in manufacturing, different parts or things that you can't easily take on commercial airlines. So in addition to saving time, as we talked about, you know, getting to the airport 10 minutes before the flight instead of 2 hours and not getting stuck in a big commercial airport on the way out. And these private jets operate from, they're called FBOs, Stephanie, and those are the private jet terminals. And usually they're on in a different place in the airport, so there's no traffic. If you park, you're like five steps from the door, and then you step out to the plane. So it's much easier. And then the other thing, you know, that we're sort of talking about is there's about 500 airports in the United States that commercial airlines have scheduled flights. There are over 5,000 airports in the United States that private jets can land at. Wow. So, you know, a lot of times, too, in terms of the time savings, you know, instead of having a 2-hour drive after you get off the plane, you're going to be able to find an airport that's 10 minutes from where you need to go. So, you know, time is money. It turns what would be a 3-day business trip, a day flying, a day for your meeting, and then a day back, plus the hotels and the meals and all that stuff. You're going to be able to do not just one place. You could probably visit two or three places in a single day. So, you know, you could look at it just straight dollars and cents. But, you know, the one thing that you can't buy is time. And that's really what you're getting when you buy a jet card. You're saving time.
You know, you brought back so many memories, things I haven't thought about in more than a decade now. We used to travel in my last life. And we were going to things like the ASTA convention, or we were going to the International Franchise Association, something or other, or we were going on trade missions with the Department of Commerce, with, you know, to countries in Asia, in South America, in Europe, in Mexico and Canada as well. And we looked like we were running away from home because, you know, the display, when you mentioned display cases, I mean, I could just see that. And there are things that you don't want to let out of your sight. And I can tell you, in the world of that is referred to as lost luggage, generally speaking, things are found and they come home. But one of the things that has killed me, we bought an umbrella in the logo shop, and there's only one logo shop that's official for St. Andrews Golf Course in Scotland. A big golf umbrella. Cutest thing you ever saw. And we managed to get it to Heathrow Airport. And they wouldn't let us take it on board because they decided, you know, we could kill somebody with the umbrella. So they put it with oversized luggage where people ship skis and golf clubs and all kinds of stuff. It made it to Boston, but not on our plane. And we got a notification that, you know, it's going to be shipped to our house. Did you see it? Sure as heck never came to my house. So, I mean, when you're traveling with a prototype or, you know, a presentation, man, you don't want to let that thing out of your sight. Do you know we have run through an hour? I am so happy that you are with us today. And not only have we run through an hour, people, ending with my good friend Doug Golan, privatejetcardcomparisons.com, but we're done. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.